Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Swifty Wars. Today on today's show, I said today twice, I'm sorry about that. We have Mr. Blackbeard finally here with us. He showed up for a podcast finally.
Shut up, or I'll say I have business to take care of.
Being late, as usual. We have Low-Key Logan, let yourself know.
What's going on, people?
And Mr. Toxic over there, let yourself be known.
I came back.
He came back after he left the podcast for sex, which I can understand. On today's video, we have a special guest in the, I'm going to say studio, even though this is really not a studio, it's a front porch. But in the studio today, we have a local Louisiana rapper who I am a big fan of, Mr. Captain, the Captain. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good. So you told us on the way here you were coming from the studio, correct?
Yeah.
So that means you're pretty much working on some new material.
Oh, yeah.
So what is... And this is not on the list of questions I have, but what is coming with the new album the new EP you guys are going to be dropping?
Oh, it's going to be a mix of different songs. It's going to have some dance songs. It's going to have some kind of, you know, hype songs, like, you know, rock out to.
Mm-hmm.
Crowd surfing type of stuff. And it's going to have some storytelling. And it's just going to be a mix, but what it's about is really just us being two guys from Louisiana showing that we have the talent to be versatile.
Okay. So coming up with this new album that you guys are coming out with, are y'all hoping to start making CDs instead of making it digital, or are y'all going to keep it all digital?
We're going to try to do a bit of both. Because, you know, everybody doesn't, you know, necessarily do the online thing, and everybody don't do CDs, because in that aspect, too, you kind of have to be versatile to try to reach as many people as you can.
Like today's demographic.
Yeah, you can't just limit yourself, or you're going to limit to the people you can network to.
Okay. All right. But what kind of motivated you to start rap music to begin with? Like, what was the main part in your life where you just switched all the way to rap?
Well, expression. It was really in the emotional stage. I was angry, and I started writing, and I put the words that I was expressing myself into a rhyme, and I just kind of kept going with it. And I've always, you know, I grew up listening to music, all types of music, and I knew the songs more than I knew what I was supposed to know, because, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't do my schoolwork a lot, because I was like, okay, I like this song on the radio.
So that music it just impacted you.
Oh, yeah. Deeply.
Okay, I do have a question. If you had to pick a favorite artist that motivated you the most, who would that be, actually? Like, who actually pushed you to want to get into this type of music?
I grew up really listening to a lot of Lil Wayne. A lot of Lil Wayne, yeah. Big inspiration. I mean, I'm also inspired by a lot of people like Nas, Jay-Z. Also being a Southern bred person, I grew up listening to a lot of New York rap. And, you know, it's kind of frowned upon around here in some areas. And I'm just like, you know, music is music. It shouldn't matter who's performing it or whatever, and you know, it's me, I get a lot of criticism for that. Oh, you sound like the New York people. Well, I mean,
it is what it is.
That's the inspiration.
Well, yeah, and your expression of you, so it really don't matter what they think.
Exactly.
I say here at this table, honestly, it's open ground. Everybody's open-minded, so trust me, there ain't no judgment coming from any one of us.
I mean, judged me, but they didn't judge me when I said I wanted a furry suit.
Oh, my Lord.
We don't get back on that.
We're not getting back into that. I mean, you're sitting at a table with... We're all sitting at a table with a rapper, and we all have different, you know, personalities about ourselves. You know, Logan is the homegrown country bumpkin, you know, if anything. I don't know what the hell he is,
he's
something.
He's a mixture too.
Angel of death, bro.
And I'm a punk rock person, you know, and that's just, you know, who we are. But I listen to rap music, I listen to country, I listen to everything. So we're all traversed, so we all know what it's like.
Don't break my heart.
None of that. Okay, one of the questions I wrote that I really wanted to ask you is, once big, what is going to be your overall message to the people that you want to be let known throughout music videos, CDs, and everything alike?
Be yourself. and be true to yourself and don't let nobody else persuade you to be anything else, because you know what's wrong with keeping it real.
Okay, that's good.
I like where that's going.
Exactly. Logan, you're just sitting over quiet as shit. You got to
staring into the camera. Well, again.
There ain't no. There, I say there ain't no camera.
There ain't no camera, but there's a microphone.
I was saying, ask you.
Yeah. Like one question I wanted to ask you, like, where do you see yourself in like the next 10 years? Like, do you see yourself like still writing music or what?
Is it like a day to day basis?
With you? I know he don't see himself back at that loop plant. I swear.
No, I don't. My current job, I do not, you know, plan on having that as a career. Like, that's not what I want to do for the rest of my life. I hope to make it big in music. I hope to learn more on the business side to where I can grow and do more with the music.
Here, you go.
Writing, I think that's going to always be a part of me. I mean, if it slows down, you know, it slows down. It's just how it'll go.
Like, really, you just gotta do what you love, really.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Like I'm really passionate about it. And I mean, I spend some time trying to make people believe that, but you know, I mean, people gonna see either. There's gonna be people that's gonna see, and there's gonna be people not gonna see it. I mean, but that's not gonna stop me because it's truly what I love doing.
What's that, like, man? What a plan.
I think about it like way too much for me to, you know, to not do it. I'm doing something else, and here it is. Just words is just going in my head, and, like, you know, is
turn your life into music.
Oh yeah,
I do got another one. If given a chance to work with any artist that to collab with, who would you choose? Like any artist to this day.
Sam, TJ. You
gonna get hit.
I wouldn't mind, actually. I wouldn't mind with MGK. Oh man, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people because I'm not closed minded as I used to be on things.
Yeah, birth the fucking cat.
I mean, Ozzy Osbourne did a song with Post Malone. I'm pretty sure, like, I know it ain't really out there, but it was something that nobody expected to happen.
Dan and Shay did one with fucking Justin Bieber.
We don't talk about Justin Bieber on this show. So yeah. There has to be one artist out there that you would collab with, like, just in a millisecond.
Somebody you would say just yes to on it in an instant.
Yeah, if I had to, mine's Eminem, straight up. I will say that. I will say I would collab with Eminem.
My first would be, it would have to be Wayne. I would say Wayne. If I ever get that chance in a split second, that's who I would choose. I mean, if there was other choices, I would choose like people, like some of the people that inspire me, Jay-Z and Nas or
J. Cole, and
people like that. Like, I would definitely want to do music with them.
You see, this isn't written down, you know, but they say that once rappers and, well, any musician, you know, once they start getting the fame, they start getting the money, they say it kind of fucks with their head a little bit. What would you say would happen once you start making, you know, official money from your music? Like, say $10,000 gets just forwarded to your account today. Would you think of anybody differently, or would you share it amongst your people, like your community?
I would definitely love to do that, like to help the community. Like, that's something I've been thinking about ever since I was little. Like, I've always said, if I ever get some money, I'm going to definitely give back to people, because I know how it is to not have things. I know what it is to go without, you know, from utilities in the house to some days not having food. Like, I know that part right there, but not having food as an adult, I went through that, but never as a child. I would definitely want to give back, especially to my city first. I mean, definitely try other places too, but I would definitely want to give back to my city that I grew up in.
Yeah, give back to the Quincy, man. Those potholes are getting bad every day.
I just wanted to add this to the little podcast. All right. The people know me, because I just got put on the show, but they know I listen to rock. Mm-hmm. I don't really listen to much rap, but he showed me one of your songs a while ago, and I liked it. It was pretty good.
I appreciate
moving through the crowd, and I told Young Deuce this, which is Nikea. I told him that, that song, when I heard the first snippet of it, whenever he showed me the first little snippet, he was always going off about, hey, it's like it goes hard like a Rick Ross song, you know? And I was like, well, let me hear it. So, you know, he got permission from you to send it to me and everything. And listening to it, I honestly want to hear that in bars. I want to hear that in clubs.
Yeah.
So with that one song, where do you hope that song goes to? Like a radio or someone using it as a song at a club? What was the main purpose for that song?
Well, I'm going to put it this way. I came up with the hook. When I was listening to it, I just really visualized, you know, performing in a crowd. Like I'm performing and I'm walking through the crowd and the crowd is just kind of splitting as I'm going, like, and that's what I imagined whenever I was just like, you know what, that could be the hook, moving through the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just, when I listen to a beat, I think, okay, what does it sound like this is telling me? Or some days it might not work that way. Some days I have to listen to it for weeks at a time or so, and I just listen and I hear words and I just put it down, and that's that one right there. It had a upbeat feel, and I'm just like, somebody's walking and they performing and moving through the crowd, music loud, and just saying what's going on in the atmosphere, mm-hmm. what I would imagine. And that's where the inspiration of that comes from.
Okay,
I got one.
All right, you go first. I said something a while ago.
I know, I was gonna say, you know, there's a lot of music going on right now, right? Okay, like, are you seeing any issues that we're starting to have with today's rappers or any type of music in general at this moment?
I wouldn't say necessarily any issues. To me, it's not traditional, because I consider myself kind of old school, but I'm not, you know, too close-minded. Me, I know the history of rap. It started, you know, about being with lyrics, and it started with, it actually started with MC hyping up the DJ. Like, a lot of people think it was the DJ hyping up the MC. It actually started with the DJ.
I said a rapper is just only as good as his beat sometimes.
Well, it started with the DJ the MC actually hyping up the DJ. And I'm kind of traditional. I like to focus on lyrics. I like catchy rhymes and rhyme, different rhyme schemes, different cadences on beats. And to me, a lot of the things today are in a melody format. And it's nothing wrong with that, because everything changes over time. Some people say it's
things
evolution.
Can't stay the same.
Yeah, some people say it's evolution. And it's actually shifting that way with all music. Because I've heard people, you know, I'm listening to country music, they're like, oh, well, this country music don't sound like the old country music. It sounds like pop, or it sounds like they're trying to start rapping and stuff like that.
It's evolution that comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, things change over time. People are going to come and put their own tweak on traditional things.
See, but that's the thing. That's what makes everything different in this day and age. I'm not saying that all of it's bad. I'm just saying, with an open mindset, like, everyone's not going to get that mindset. There's always going to be people who sit up there and like, oh, this just isn't as good as it used to be. I'm like, I get that, but that's your own personal thing.
Exactly.
I get that
part. Exactly. With rap today, I've heard a lot of, you know, musicians and a lot of rappers. You know, DaBaby is one of the new up-and-coming rappers. Mm-hmm. Who actually got famous. One of his songs got famous off of TikTok. And, well, there's only one thing I have an issue with when it comes to rap music today, and that's mumble rappers. Only the majority. Okay, because Lil Yachty he has a good voice. He could do something with his voice,
but he's also multi-talented too. Yeah. He also can play instruments.
Yeah, but the videos nowadays, I can't watch a video of a rap song, you know, and get the same home style feel as back then. You know, because a lot of rappers nowadays want to create videos to make people laugh rapping about serious things.
You ain't connected with the rapper no more.
Huh?
You ain't connected with him anymore.
You're not connected with it. But there's something, the reason why I was bugging you and bugging Nakia about coming on the show is because there's something about your music that really brings me back to whenever I was listening to Carter 3, you know, and there's some Tupac feels there when it comes to listening to y'all's beats and y'all's music. Mm-hmm. And it was just no doubt in my mind that, you know, with music today, we need people like y'all. Yeah. Because it doesn't matter because, you know, like Blackjack said, you know, about the open-minded thing and being open-minded about other music, and that's good. You know, it's good to have an open mind. But then again, you and your own self like your music. And, like, if you only like music like Tupac's or Biggie's or anything like that, and you're in 2020 and you hear something relatively close to that, you cling to it because, you know, it's a home style feel.
Yeah, true. That's true.
So,
but I can't bash on melodies because, like, okay, think about this. Think of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, see like, I like Bone Thugs.
When you think about them and you think about now, the melodies, it's not there. You still don't get that feel. Like, they're going with an idea. Yeah, it was revolutionized back then.
But people actually talked about them too. They got a little struggle when they came with it. Like,
it was different because you see what type of rap was going out around the late 80s.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you come up with some stuff like that. That ain't something somebody was just looking forward to. It came out of nowhere.
True. Yeah. Some people are like that. Like, as soon as they hear things, they'll be like, oh, nah, I don't like it. Like, but, you know, sometimes you got to give things a chance to kind of grow on you. Now, after that, then it's still your choice whether you like it or not. Because, like, I can listen to some Lil Yachty, but I can't listen to all Lil Yachty. Like, I haven't listened to a album. I've listened to songs. Like, I've heard certain songs where, you know, they might have been playing on the radio or something like that, or I might have scrolled across it somewhere on social media. But there are certain people that I look forward to their albums because I've been listening to them at least maybe 10 years or so. People like J. Cole and Drake and stuff like I've started with them from their beginning to now, and you know that's just kind of what it is. Like, but I don't really knock anybody else's music, but it's, everybody has their taste. There's that thing that's always going to pull you in every single time.
Okay, so. I had a question in my head. You said you were going to ask a question.
I got one last one after him.
All right. So I'm still in high school. I'm a senior in high school.
He's still a baby. All
right. So I know I'm the youngest one here, and I got a lot of younger friends. Uh-huh. And you said earlier you want to try to connect with almost all the age groups.
Mm-hmm.
My age group now, like, everybody wants a song that slams on a system. Does your music do that?
Yeah.
I
love beats with heavy bass. Like, see, I love beats with heavy bass in them. I also like beats that are kind of like boom bap with some kind of, you know, maybe a sample or something, or a horn or something playing in the background. Like, that's what I'm saying. Versatility. Like, I love different types of music. Like, because there's even little subgenres inside of rap.
You see, because rap, honestly, to me, is the most controversial in a good way.
So you see, style of music, because when you say rap and you say poetry, because there's a thin line that separates them in some way.
Rap has made it across all platforms. You know, it's very rare you come across a country song that's meant to be metal. You know, there's very rare you come across a country song supposed to be, or a rock song that's supposed to be country. You know, people try that, but it doesn't work. But rap has gone into country. You know, you got Upchurch, you got Jelly Roll, you got all these other big time country rappers.
Cole Ford.
Then you got rap groups that are metal. You know, like Hollywood Undead is, you know, one of the most well known ones that started out on MySpace. Let alone that should take you back a few years.
And then look at Falling in Reverse, their new music.
Well, Falling in Reverse really doesn't count because
he got a little rap in it, though.
Yeah, it does.
I'd say
it wasn't no good, but I mean,
I find it funny because a lot of fans, you want to know something funny? It's interesting because a lot of people and a lot of rappers say that this got them in listening to rock music, and we all know who this one band is because they just lost us. Well, they lost their singer a few years back, Linkin Park.
Yes.
Everybody at this table can honestly agree with me that even if you weren't into rock music 100%,
rap music was in Linkin Park.
Listening to Linkin Park, it opened up your mind to a different breed of genre. Like, I know Run DMC and Aerosmith did it a few years back. Like, I'm pretty sure nobody thought rap music or rock music would work in sync like that.
And Aerosmith did it.
Papa Roach did that little rap thing
for a little while. So, out of all your songs that you have written, you know, and this can include the songs you've made with Young Deuce, or you can name some of your own personal songs that you've recorded, what is one of the favorites that you would choose out of all of them to put on the radio, to put on just one mixtape by itself because it slams? What is that one song to you?
Man, it's kind of hard to choose because,
got the man.
I really like me. I'm one of those people who actually enjoys their own music. There's people who don't actually like to listen to their.
The sound of their own voice.
Yeah,
hence the reason I don't watch my YouTube videos.
I've gotten over that, like, because I would sit there and just really, you know,
vibe a little bit.
Yeah, I sit there and day to day, I'm just sitting there and listen. Like, I'll probably listen to me more than I listen to anybody else, unless I hear one of my favorite rappers come out with something new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they starting to get a little too hectic.
See, the thing with how I would think y'all would do it, because back whenever I was in a band, you know, we would listen to our music just to see what we could do next in the next song, to see what we missed in the original.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, I definitely try to do better in each song. Like, always trying to
strive
progress. I'm always trying to be better and do something and try to say something different.
So, I honestly am going to tell you, my favorite song has to be with both you and Nike. And y'all all know what it is. It's, you know, Moving Through. That is my favorite song of all time. So, what would be yours?
Well, a few years back, maybe 3 years ago, I made a song called De Quincey.
Mm-hmm.
Titled, you know, after the city of De Quincey. And what it's about, basically, is a love-hate relationship. Like, I hated growing up there because it wasn't, like, you know, a lot to do, necessarily events and stuff like that. And I was kind of trapped at the same time because I didn't have transportation, and or my parents didn't have transportation, and we didn't really go places a lot. So we were one of the families that didn't really travel.
Yeah.
So spent a lot of time with myself and with my own thoughts. Places by myself, playgrounds and stuff. And I put that song out to, you know, talk about my love and hate relationship with it, and also to try to inspire the people there to feel good about, you know, having some pride about being there also.
Yeah.
You know, because
don't, you know, hate where you come from.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what made you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I like that song a lot, and that'll definitely be the song that that really sticks with me a lot.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm hoping to see in music and more of his music, because, like, from what he's describing to me, that's what I look for in music right there. Something that's gonna make me feel. It's gonna make me understand. Like, with each lyric that he's spitting, I'ma feel them words, mm-hmm. because he, at the same time, like he said, he was telling a story. Because you never know what's coming next.
You see, back to the topic when we were talking about what's wrong with music today. You know, I feel like some rappers get off track with the fame and what people expect from them. You know, I don't always want to hear, I get bitches and hoes and spend my money while smoking dro. No, I don't want to hear that Prestige majority worldwide. Of the time.
But see, that's one of the awesome things about being independent. Sometimes record labels don't let you be who you are. Like, they're like, oh, well, we about to throw this money and you be who we tell you to be. You wear what we tell you to wear. Like,
you rap about this and that.
And sometimes you don't get a chance to actually talk about what you want to talk about until later. They're like, okay, well, we'll give you a chance. But some of them aren't like that. Like, they own you. Like, you sign on the line and
sign your soul away.
Yeah, and there's there's people with record deals that don't even have the rights to their own music. They can't do what they want to do with it. They don't even own the actual name because somebody took their brand. And see, that's why I want to learn more of the business side, so things like that can't happen to me, because I would actually rather stay independent. Or if I can stay independent and get some kind of distribution or publishing deal, that would be okay.
Yeah, because most of the time, like, all these new singers coming out nowadays, it's not actually coming from the heart.
It's just coming from money.
Yeah.
It's a common theme nowadays in the business world. Well, and thank you for finally adding your input. You've been silent over there for about half a fucking hour.
You gotta have some passion, man.
And a question. I got just some input about Quincy.
The song or the place?
No, look, just the place. That's a good place when Whitehead ain't around with his little people.
Yeah, I done had a couple run-ins. I had none with any of the recent cops, but in my teen years, I had a lot of run-ins with them. Like, they didn't know me, or they knew me and knew of my family. And my family is pretty popular. Wow. In the Quincy, yeah. So from back in the day, not even from my generation or so. So, I mean, I ran in a lot of that small town, and they'll harass you and want to mess with you just because they ain't got nothing else to do, really.
Exactly.
Hey, I got pulled over one day. These hoes, I'm going to give you a ticket for your inspection sticker. I'm going to give you another ticket for your brow, and I'm going to give you a ticket for your tint on this window.
And well, you're just unlucky. Okay.
All right, I do got a question, though.
All right, what is your question?
What platforms are your music out on, like, right now?
Right now, I got a few songs on YouTube, few music videos, not actual, like, I got one audio on YouTube called Rise of the Lyricists.
What's your YouTube channel? Go ahead and state it so people can follow you.
It's under Matthew Sawyer. There's MatthewSawyer. Ooh, excuse me, my spelling's bad. MatthewSawyer. Oh, man.
You know what? You know what, Mr. Captain? I'm going to tell you to send me the link, all right?
Yeah, I do got
and what I'll do is I'll put a link in the description of the podcast.
I do have one closing question to close us out on this podcast today.
Well, we're not closing out yet. We still got at least three questions.
I see two of those questions coincide with each other.
It's Matthew Sawyer. MatthewSawyer.
Fuck.
Sawyer.
There we go. Well, I have two more questions I want to ask you. Then you know, I'll ask you my last two. Then Will or whoever before
I fuck
Will.
Fuck my nose up, dude. I fucking be heavy hit myself in the nose.
All right. Anyways, I'll let Will close it out. But
the first one
of questions I want to ask is, what do you focus on while making your music? When you're in the studio, where does your head go?
Oh, I'm trying to focus and make sure I get the words right, and try to pronounce my words correctly, because if you don't give a good recording, then it's not much your engineer can do, because you have people who want you to. If you're an engineer, they want you to make them sound like somebody, but they can't make you sound like somebody. They can only make you sound like you, but you got to give them a good recording to where they can even tweak that, you know.
Into something.
Yeah, they can make magic out of it.
Exactly. So, my last question. Matthew Sawyer.
Matthew Sawyer.
How you spell it?
MatthewSawyer.
My last question, with everything going on today, with rap music and with everything, how do you feel like your message is going to be for the people on the outside listening to your stuff? Do you think that they're going to be moved by it? Do you think that they're going to start investing into you, like CD sales, t-shirt sales, and stuff like that?
Oh, most definite. That all comes with the... That comes with the hustle itself. Like, you gotta network. And I try to tell that to other people who do the same thing, you know, make music too. I try to tell them, you gotta network. Not even just with that. It's just like having anything. If you got a business, you gotta be a salesperson. You gotta sell yourself. Like,
marketing.
You gotta make people want. Yeah, you gotta make people wanna purchase and wanna listen to what you're doing. Now you're gonna have people who are just gonna always turn a deaf ear, like,
yeah.
But they gonna be like, oh, I hear what he doing, but yeah, I don't like that. I need, you know.
And then you'll have your people that, man, I really do want to invest in this.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
What is your message for the kids? And that this will be my closing question for myself. What is your message to everybody once you get out there, once you get big, once you're on stage and you're performing? Something you would tell them before you end your concert. What is your message towards the people?
Follow your dreams. Don't let nobody tell you to do anything different, because you're gonna regret it, because you're gonna always be thinking, what if, what if, what if.
How many videos you on your YouTube?
I have want to say 5 or 6.
Okay, that helps.
Let me see. There's a song called Rise of the Lyricists. It'll be under Captain, like not the Captain, but Captain. And it should pop up as a screensaver of me, of what the title of my mixtape, The Son of Oliver.
So your message is basically, you're going to struggle, but then again, once you try, you rise.
You could. I mean, everybody's story not the same. Like me, what I seem to have a problem with is, and some other people too I notice in the world, is trying to get the hometown love. Like
you're always gonna have supporters.
Yeah, you're gonna have people, but you can't just focus on that, because there's a whole world. There's a whole world, like, people now, they don't do a lot of groundwork. Like, they don't walk and actually socialize with people. Like, is you sending people links through social media or whatever it is. Like, some people just gonna look at that and just shrug it off, like, because they don't have nothing enticing them to listen to what you just sent them.
People appreciate a face-to-face conversation.
Yeah. And that seems to be fading away. That seems to be fading away now. And I try to encourage other people to, you know, network with people, talk with people, let people know what you got going on. Because sometimes that'll be the thing that is actually holding you back from growing.
Okay. So, Will, you said you had a closing question for the interview today. So, what is that?
Okay. My closing question would be, like, us as a group, we've actually been looking for a song that actually would represent us. Like, as YouTubers,
podcasters.
No, like, because we're all outgoing people. We're all open-minded. And what we're here for, we're here to please the people. Like, man, I respect that. But I say, yeah, our name is a double entendre. Why you making faces, huh?
I don't know, man. You flashing a shirt. They can't even see shit.
We're villains.
That is our YouTube channel.
It's retarded. If I say it's
simple. I like it.
That's my artwork.
I really like it. Like, I shit you not, I like it.
About to say, we're still starting off. We actually do have a GoFundMe page. I'm about to say, that's actually
just
our first shirt.
Just remember to wash your shirts inside out.
Inside out.
With lukewarm water, not hot water, not cold water.
All right, but anyways, we'll continue.
I would say, if given the opportunity, like, we were looking for a theme, would that be something possible for you to do for us? It ain't got to be nothing too flashy, nothing too long. Maybe like a little 20 to 30 second little short thing.
Kind of like a theme song to our channel.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind at all.
Because when it comes to intros, I could do intros all day, you know. But putting somebody else's song that's not ours to, not our permission to put in the song, kind of creates issues with copyright infringement.
But it'd be easier with somebody that we actually knew. And I'm about to say, I listened to you
something
and
original.
I like you. And plus, it's a way, in my opinion, like, this is just me, it's a way to get someone else's name out there. Like, because if they're watching our videos and they hear a dope-ass song in the beginning, okay, some people are going to be like, okay, I want to know who that's by, because I'm feeling that. And at the same time, we throw credit where credit is due. I'm like, and every time I'm about to say, hey, we just got a new fucking boss-ass theme by such and such, I'm about to say, looking forward to the new album coming out. I see some progress there.
It'd be like killing two birds with one stone.
Exactly. He helped us, we helped him. Because I market this YouTube, this podcast, because on my TikTok channel, which, you know, a lot of people talk shit on TikTok, but for me, I have 56,000 fans on TikTok, and I get about 3,000 likes every video that I post. So in order to market our YouTube, in order to market our podcast, I always tell them about it on live. I'll tell them about it everywhere else. I'll share everything to my Instagram page. Everybody follows it. I've had countless people share the podcast, share the YouTube channel, and share Nakia's music in one of my videos on YouTube, on Unboxing Challenges. Nakia got about 3 or 4 already people following his SoundCloud. So I'm not saying I'm famous as shit, but all I'm saying is I got people that can help us and people that can help you. And yeah.
I say,
Nakia,
man, accomplishments is accomplishments. Like, I'm a pretty humble person when it comes to things. Like, you know, I could be egotistical and confident and arrogant or whatever people want to label me as also. I can be all of that. There's no doubting that. Like, I'm very in tune with myself. You know, be proud of whatever it is you do.
He got me 300 followers on video.
What I'm going to be doing here soon, probably not today, but more than likely tomorrow, Nakia sent me a song, and I'm going to be using that to put on TikTok as an official sound that people can use, people can dance to, people can use for their certain things. You can do the same thing if you want to send me something through an email. Any type of song you want to, any of your favorite songs that you like, I can actually write it down for you. What I'll do is I'll get on TikTok and I'll upload the sound, and it'll be on TikTok from there, and people okay, that tore off way worse than what I wanted it to.
Hey, you know, even if it isn't us promoting you, if someone else catches a hold of it and they start to share that, I'm about to say that's getting it out there.
Man, promotion can be through anything. I mean, people, you could put a sticker on the side of a car or
you
whatever.
You got one? I'll put it on my truck.
I've been thinking about that. I wasn't going to tell nobody. I got some schemes that I haven't told nobody.
I mean, we were just over here messing around about a shirt, and then 3 days later, here I come with three shirts.
I'd say if you're willing to work with us, we're willing to work. I'm about to say just put just as much work into it.
You see, the only... And, you know, there's a lot of reasons I follow y'all's music, man. There's a lot of reasons I do. But one of the biggest reasons I follow y'all and I boost y'all up as much as I do isn't because I'm trying to be friends or anything like that, because we've been friends for almost 10 years now. And I know true talent whenever I see it. You know, that's something, you know, Jerry Hella told Eazy-E, but still.
We're going down the wrong rabbit hole.
But no, I've been following y'all for a while now.
Yeah.
And I know that your music is true and 100% what it is what it is, you know. So I'm going to try and get y'all as high as I can. Now, it's what y'all do. Shut up, drop my dealer down the road. I'm kidding. Now, what y'all do once y'all get to that pedestal, man, that's y'all. But I enjoy your music. I had these guys listen to your music before you got here to kind of educate them on how you were as a rapper and how you are as a lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that
being the final question from Will, is there anything you guys want to add before we end this interview today?
Like, I wanted to ask, like, how old was you whenever you like actually made like your first song? Or actually,
my first song, I was actually 15 years old, first time I ever got behind the microphone. And man, it was along with what was going on at the time. And I was kind of one of them kids where I was like, you know, I was planning to be a gangster, and then, you know, I was talking about, you know, sex and shit like that, you know. Typical teenager. And being influenced by the things that was going on around me. My first song was called Shake That Ass. Now, originally, I was coming out with something called, it was going to be called Booty Meat. But then Soulja Boy would start popping at that time, and he had a song. So I was like, yeah, I got to move that name. People going to try to say, oh, yeah, he trying to take people's song. But no, I've been on top of things as far as trying to be original with things. Like, I do a lot of remixes, like a lot of remixes, because I like the challenge of trying to do somebody else's song and feeling like I did it better, or just really doing it in my own way. Like, I like to put my own twist on things. But I got a lot of original material. I'm just, you know, trying to put it all together in a good format and to where I could be satisfied, because I'm a pretty tough critic on myself with what people don't know.
Yourself is your own worst enemy.
Yeah. I don't be satisfied with a lot of things. I'm a bit of a perfectionist. A bit. I ain't gonna say too much. I know how to leave things alone sometimes too, but you know.
Okay.
I say if it came from the heart, I'm about to say you want it to be right. That's exactly all I understand.
You want everything that you do as a talent to be perfect.
Yeah.
Like my artwork, I want my artwork to be perfect, so I strive to make it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know why I'm looking at the time. I'm timing stuff for certain things.
Mr. Toxic, before we end this podcast, is there anything you want to add to this?
Well, I'd like to thank you for being on the show.
I would like to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for taking the time out of your day.
Thank y'all for the opportunity.
Anytime. Yeah. So if you guys liked our guest today, make sure to check him out on YouTube, Matthew Sawyer. I will put a link to his YouTube once I get it, once I copy it, once I can paste it. This has been Skinny Jeans Yoshi, a.k.a. Tanner. What?
God damn it.
We had the outro. Look, oh, good.
I'm going to say when. I'm not going to say if, because I heard your song a while ago, and I know you're going to make it.
Okay.
So when you get big, start hanging out with MGK and all the other ones.
He gonna ask you for some money. Watch this.
No, look, you gotta remember the little people, because I want to meet them big people too.
Come on, don't be like that.
I do have a question. I know we're just now still getting the merch going, but like, you think that after all this, he should get a shirt? Honestly,
yeah.
Let's say, like,
yeah. If you want a t-shirt from us, man, all you gotta do is send me a yay or nay.
Oh, yeah.
I will definitely get one printed.
I love one, like, honestly, for real.
Okay, well, once we get the money, because we have our little GoFundMe page for it, once we get the money and we start making shirts, you'll be the first one to receive one. Because you are actually, besides, you are the first rapper to come on the show. So, thank you for being here. It's been an amazing opportunity to interview you, get to know you a little better, because it's been a long time since I actually got to sit and talk with you. You have anything to add before I do this outro again, motherfucker? All
right. Music is good.
Okay. This has been Skinny Jeans, this a.k.a. been... Yoshi. So, yeah, you know.
This has been Blackbeard. Next!
Next!
This has been Loki Logan,
accompanied with Toxic.
And
the Captain.
And thank you guys for listening to Swifty Wars. Later.